It's Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. In balmy, beautiful Newport Beach, California, there is a dispute underway between two gypsy clans over fortune-telling parlors. Gillian Flacca spent months investigating this story for the Associated Press. She joins us now. Gillian, welcome to Day to Day. And what is the story on the fortune-telling parlors of Newport Beach?
Well, the story that I uncovered through looking at court documents involves two families, the Stevens family and the Marino family, and both of them are gypsy families that have been in the area for a very long time, and both of them run fortune-telling parlors. And the Marino family claims in court papers that the other family, the Stevens family, began to threaten them, tried to bribe them, and did a number of other things to push them out of this very lucrative area for fortune-telling.
So, because the Stevens family had been running the area fortune-telling parlors around Newport Beach, I guess, and the Marinos, they came in and they opened a couple of parlors, and the Stevens didn't like that.
That's right. This particular Marino family moved into the area with their parlors in about 2005, and they tried to open two shops in two different very trendy areas of Newport Beach. And according to the filings by the Marino family, the Stevenses asked them almost immediately to leave, tried to get them to pay them about $500,000 for the right to stay. And when the Marino family decided to stay and resisted that, then that's when they alleged that the harassment and the intimidation began.
They asked for, according to your story, this one gypsy family asked for $500,000 plus $5,000 a week. I had no idea there was that much money in fortune telling.
Well, I understand from doing interviews that, you know, of course, some fortune-telling shops are less successful than others, but if you've been around a while and if you're in the right area, you can make quite a bit of money, and most of it from non-gypsies.
You got onto this story because it actually broke into a local court. The Marino family, the family that claims to be aggrieved in this, actually went to court, and that's very unusual, according to your story.
Yes. What I found out was that apparently, these kind of disputes within the gypsy community happen very, very often. They're quite frequent, but usually they are solved within the gypsy community, and there's a tremendous amount of pressure not to make them public because that's just not a part of gypsy culture. They want to keep non-gypsies completely out. And it's something that's starting to happen a little bit now is in some cases these disputes will actually make it into a mainstream court or make it into a police report that's public record that's accessible outside the gypsy world, and been devastating to a lot of the elders and a lot of the older generations of gypsies.
There are about 1 million gypsies, you figure, in the United States, and a fifth of them live in California. Is Newport Beach a hot spot for gypsies, or is it just a good place for fortune telling?
There are gypsies all over California, particularly around the metropolitan areas of Los Angeles, Orange County, San Francisco. There are many gypsies in Orange County, but there are also, you know, many in other places. The only reason we know about these is because they happen to be in court.
Okay, listen, a last question, and forgive me this, but the one family that was there in Newport Beach before the other family moved in, the Stevens family, They're fortune tellers, right?
Yes.
They couldn't see this coming? Gillian Flacus of the Associated Press reporting on the gypsy battle over fortune-telling parlors in Newport Beach, California. Gillian, thank you.
Thank you very much.